I'll bring the other one. I'm like, okay. That'll be a good plan.
It's all my business. Help us see. No.
Well, Kelsey just thought it would be easier for all of this stuff to be by Amanda because she needs someone to be the one that gives it. So, turn down and move all the other stuff down. You guys can make that sense, but anyway, we'll see how it works.
Right.
As we replace the quarters, then
yes, that was we were going to get anything to work.
Yeah, you need to call the meeting. And then I would move it as to the office. Oh,
good evening, everybody. Thank you for being here. I will now call this meeting of the Washington City Council to order. And the first item of on the agenda is to swear in the new member. And this will be done by our city clerk, Amanda.
Good afternoon. I'm Melanie Winquist, do solemnly swear that I support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
I, Melanie Youngquist, do swear that I support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Iowa.
And I will faithfully and impartially, to the best of my ability, discharge all the duties of the office of mayor in the city of Washington, Iowa.
Discharge all the duties of the office of mayor in the city of Washington, Iowa.
As now and hereafter required by law.
As now and hereafter required by law. Thank you very much. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. So please rise, remove caps, silence phones, and join us in saying the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Amanda, would you call the roll?
Yeah. Stigers?
Here.
Ringo?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Morgan?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here.
Ernest?
Here.
We have a long agenda in front of us. I would ask for approval of the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Fran, thank you, Ivan. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same time. Okay. We have 31 items on the consent agenda. Are there any for separate consideration?
Motion to approve items 1 through 31 on consent items under the agenda.
Fran?
Second.
Thank you, Morgan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Next, under special presentation, I have the honor of appointing two individuals to the Library Board of Trustees, Owen Pate and Harry Willis. And are there any questions? Does this require a motion for approval?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Motion to affirm the appointments, the mayoral appointments to the Library Board of Trustees.
Thank you, Lila.
Second.
Thank you, Pat. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, we have some special events requests. First, from our friends at the Public Library. Would you like to come to the podium and tell us about your programs?
Yes,
Good evening. My name is Elsie Geiner, and this is Janice McGarrish. We are the children's librarians at the library, and we've been busy planning our summer reading. And so we wanted to share some of the dates that we would like to hold events at the Central Park. And those dates are in the packet that you received, but I'll read over them. Tuesday, June 11th, we have the Dino Dimensions at 10 a.m. And we would like to use the stage between 9 and 11 a.m. And then on Monday, June 17th, we have Absolute Science at 10 a.m. We would like to use the stage from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tuesday, June 25th, we have a magician, Jonathan May, at 1 p.m. And we would like to use the stage from 12 to 2 p.m. Saturday, July 20th, we have Make Noise and Move at 10 a.m. And we would like to use the stage from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. On Saturday, August 24th, we have the Megaphone Class for End of Summer Reading Celebration at 10 a.m. And we would like to use the graphy area in front of the Central Stage Park from 9 a.m. to 11:15. Last week was this phone event, and you can read about the phone in the packet of information that you have. And the kids love it. They were really excited and having lots of time. So we decided this year to use it as a celebration for reading all of their papers that we have set up for a goal. And it's sponsored by the State Bank. So as always, all of these programs are free programs for our community. And you are all welcome to attend them, and we would love to see you there if you're able.
Good. Did anyone have any questions? And would like to make a motion.
Motion to approve the Washington Public Library summer reading against in Central Park.
Thank you, Lana.
Second.
Thank you, Lana. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Thank you so much for all the work you do.
Thank you.
Next, we have a couple of events from the Washington Chamber of Commerce, Thursday Night Live, and the updated Ridiculous Days. And I believe Michelle is going to be here.
She's on her way.
She's on her way?
Yeah. She got tied up with her big daddy.
Okay. Let's move on to the presentation from the public, and we'll come back to it. Okay. At this time, anyone would like to address council, you can come to the podium with your name and address, and speak to us. Is there anybody signed up, Amanda?
No.
No one signed up. Okay. Oh, all right.
We are Kevin and Brenda Myers. We have the property uptown across from the courthouse, building next to our GNO top five. That's dealing with stuff still falling off that building onto ours. And it's being a nuisance to us, but we're having to go out clean it all up and the glass is falling out. And the girl downstairs that rented the downstairs area wanted to have classes outside our garden area. Well, now she can't have that. It's dangerous of the glass falling out of the window.
She has a liability for the glass over it.
She wanted to perform her own class stuff there. Out.
And we need a new roof, you guys. Like, we really need a new roof. Like, yeah. Our roof leaks. Like, and we can't get a new roof because our insurance won't let us until the wall is secure and fixed.
I do know that some progress has been made today with the other building that was on that caught fire. Their contractor was tied up with something else. He supposedly came over and looked at it and made a plan to moving ahead to shore up that roof. So I believe there's some progress in motion. So I understand though your concern. And what was your address of this building?
219 West
Main. 219.
219 West Main. Okay.
Well, clear down to 225. I mean, we own the whole block.
Oh, okay. Okay. We will continue to work on this, and I'll in contact with the other party, and I'll update you as I get new information. But we're aware of it, and we're trying to work on it and to make it better.
Good. Can I speak?
Sure.
Could we put like some sort of deadline or something, that way? Because, I mean, once that building gets fixed in, they got to coordinate and get a roof put on. Mm-hmm.
How about that, Deanna?
Yeah, I mean, we could probably just do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Work with.
You know, I just want to be fair to both parties, mm-hmm. you know? And that way they have an idea in what this is their deadline when mm-hmm. things should be done by this
fire. When was the fire? February of 2023. It's been like a year and a half.
Okay, so you've been very patient.
Oh, yeah. I know.
This is true.
We're so sad. We are.
Yeah. But the person who owns it now only took possession like 5 or 6, 7 months after the fire. So they didn't own it when the fire happened. But yet, I understand their situation. We need to.
It still needs to be taken care of.
I will keep you posted of any of developments with that. We'll work with this other person and try to get a timeline, a deadline for them.
All right.
Appreciate you being here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other special presentation? No, not special presentation. Presentation from the public. Let's move back now to Michelle's here so we can do these a couple special event requests for the chamber.
Are you prepared?
You
got the sample? Can I give that to the council?
Yep.
Oh, and then there's 30 minutes too. It's hard. It's a busy day. It's getting to be going out. Everybody.
Oh, I know.
Bye. So first, I will explain. Okay, Thursday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really pumped to let you guys know that we're continuing our a great relationship with the farmers market. And they are seeing attendance increase at farmers market when we have live music. And they asked us to have performances extend a little bit longer from 60 to 90 minutes, as well as double our season, which we've done, and then some. So our original request with you was from the beginning of June through like the first week in August. And so we just want to formally request that we can bring live music to Central Park in partnership with the Farmers Market and conjunction with the Municipal Band starting 9 days on May 16th. The first market day, and then we're going to go all the way through the end of September. So, no street closures or anything going on with that. I just want to ask for an extension of date. And then I also have a map I'm going to give you guys. I think I sent this out to Nick and whatever else, but I was hoping I can share it both ways here. Announce our schedule on the pillars of the bandstand for the season. So not only is Thursday Night Live having an extended season, these little green things right here. Uh-huh. Got it. So if we can attach some vinyl banners to the pillars of the bandstand, we'd like to promote the season of performances, but also the Municipal Band has a new time this year too. So it's been 8 o'clock for many, many moons, and they're moving it up to 7:45 to just kind of have everything go a little bit more continuously. And then if you guys are okay with that, we would put the schedule on the band shell using these like tension brick clips. And then can include any other annual festivals on there as well.
The banners you're talking about, will they cover all the way through August?
All the way through September.
Or is that monthly?
All the way through September.
September 2nd.
Yep.
It's Thursday Night Live.
Well, so what we do when we advertise Thursday Night Live is similar to what you guys got from this poster. So all of those performers are set, our schedule is done. And on the bottom part of it, we put the times of the farmer's market, we put the times of the community game. So we'll put some other regular scheduled events on there as well, so people can use that as a reference point to use throughout the summer.
Okay.
And as, like, I just want to give you guys a big thank you, and whether you know or not, the City of Washington is the presenting sponsor of our Thursday Night Live series. So without your support, we probably couldn't expand it so much, and we're just so excited about this bigger, better season, and want to make sure that we get the word out. So.
Just real quick, Michelle, so if I read the events app application, so May through September, but you're already like reserving 2025 as well?
Just to let you guys know about the dates in advance.
Okay, so that's all it is. It's just letting us.
So once a performer plays for us, I give them application for next year.
Gotcha.
Because there's a lot of bands that always do it the certain weekend. For the individuals, it's not as big of, they don't need that much advance notice, but there's some bands that have been doing similar weekends for a number of years. And
okay.
Yeah. And then I think since then, since they gave me the application, I got a request from the farmer's market to add May 16th. So I don't know if that's on there, but
no.
Just it's immediately the whole farmer's market.
For 25.
For this year.
Oh.
So we've got
on May 16th.
I see. Okay.
Right. September 22nd, essentially. Mm-hmm. Program of the weekend.
All right. Any other questions? Well, no questions.
So moved to approve the Chamber updated Thursday Night Live at 10%.
All right. Thank you. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All at the same time.
Going on.
Yeah.
And then our ridiculous day co-chair, I'm going to bring you guys on up here, if that's okay. So this is Nick Gingrich. He's going to help us with our Thursday Night Live. He helps with production and knows all the techy things that I don't know. If you guys didn't hear from Nick also, the CD player in the band shell is not working as of this Cracker weekend. So before Farmer's Market, you might want to touch base with that. I emailed Nick and Farmer's Market. And I also said we might ask you for advice so we could have music as well. And also, you know, the bathroom doesn't lock. Okay, so Jeannie Davis, Nick Gingrich, they're our co-chairs for Ridiculous Days, and we've given you a schedule and a map, and we've got a couple changes that we'd like to talk to you just about. Do you guys want to give an overview of?
You're doing fine.
You're doing fine. Okay. Thursday night, that's not a lot of changes. Farmers Market, Thursday Night Live Band, First Municipal Band, street closures just for food trucks, and we're moving the city pedal pool to Thursday. Get a little more traffic. Friday is what we've done a little bit of changing as far as activities. We're going to focus on bringing in some adults that can help just reach a different demographic as well as support the businesses that have the Ridiculous Day sales. So we are working with Foreign Country Cruisers, and we'd like to have a car show Friday evening. And after talking to Chief Webster, we'd like to put the cars alongside the parking spots along the park and then block through the middle parking lanes. We have pedestrian and possibly some additional parking spots for the car show. We have the band Fat Bat Boys, who's playing tonight for the 150th anniversary of Farm and Home right now. So they are interested in playing on Friday night. We'd like to open our beverage tent that night on smaller scale. And then we are in the works of a bag of or something that we might have. But those activities will be from 5 to 8. And then at dusk, movies on Main will begin. And then in partnership with the car show, they're going to show the movie Cars. And then JP's is going to have a band over there. So it's going to be a pretty low key evening, ending at dusk with transition to the movie. Saturday, the activities in Central Park will happen from noon to 5, and that will be our focus on kids' fun, with the bounce house, pony rides, different acts like that. The parade will arrive at 5, as in the past, in combination with antique crackers and moving the stay floats. And then we'll transition to our evening entertainment. Luke Thomas and my production guy. Tyler Richton and the High Bank Boys. So two country bands that are Iowa local.
Mm-hmm.
In partnership with the Friday, Saturday, one of the things that Chief Lester and I discussed is we'll get that snow fence up to create a barrier on Friday. And that will be in the middle parking all around the square. So that way we don't have any concern with people trying to go over it. And then we'll do entrances on all four sides of the square that will be
on. Well, that's an extension of what we've had in the past.
It's different. So in the past, we've done
like a lot of kids' stuff
going on, like multiple days of bounce house and pony rides.
I'll read your fence Saturday night.
Oh.
That was just the surrounding park a year ago. So now we're talking about taking it.
Moved it out because of the car show. On
we wanted the car show. We
got the alcohol sales to keep it.
Gotcha.
Inside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, depending upon when I'm in conversations with the police and the sheriff's department and fire about what they want to do, touch a truck and a modern ag display, if we don't have activities going on in the perimeter of the square, or depending if they want to go Thursday or Saturday, we can always sneak that snow fence in because I don't want to block parking or if there's no activity going on. So, and then let's see, Sunday is new. So that's a new request to add Sunday. And you're going to come with you. Go for it. Yeah.
Sunday, we're adding Church in the Park. I have Pastor Carr from First Baptist Church. First Baptist Church is going to be preaching from 10:30 to noon. And then from 12 to 2, we have gospel music that's going to have different local people be singing different genres of Christian music.
And that really won't have any barrier restrictions. Pending approval from council, I will extend an invitation for food trucks to stay on Sunday if they would like. I'm sure some will. I don't think it will be a full 10 trucks, but the food court will probably be the only thing that will be requested for street barrier.
I'm looking at the Saturday Mass. You can see the dotted lines is the, like the, you know, right. Oh, is the fence, the snow fence?
That's the blue.
It's the blue one.
Oh, the blue, okay. Mm-hmm. And so that is what will go up for Friday night
mm-hmm.
as well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you...
The ribbon cutting or the grand opening for the maker space is listed in 3 different places. Where is the actual?
It's not. It's coming. It's not going to be open, but I didn't open it yet. It's not going to happen on Thursday at 4:30 because
of. Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So we're still trying to get on it. It's going to be sometime that week.
Okay.
And a lot of these things may not be exactly concrete. I've reached out to some of our key people to kind of know about spacing, but I also didn't want to reach out to all the partners without making sure that everything is good. So we haven't advertised a car show or anything like that until sounds really cool.
Okay. Questions?
We are trying in a different way to keep people in downtown to celebrate, to stop, to eat. You know, instead the way it's been, this happens in the morning and then everybody leaves and then they don't come back. This way, it's just continuous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, condensed and then maybe a bigger break in that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Motion to approve the chamber updated ridiculous days in Central Park and downtown on the square.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Thanks. Your name and Pat. And all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And opposed, same sign. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wish you a lovely company. Okay, next is our nuisance report, which you see here. Lots of grass growing. We don't have anyone from that department, but just for your information. But anyone is always welcome to attend the nuisance meetings Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. There's one this week, right? Yes. Okay, thank you. And claims and financials. Kelsey.
I have not received any questions at this time. Any questions on
now? Anybody have a question? Yes, not. I would entertain a motion then.
Make a motion to approve the claims report for May 7th.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Fran. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, right. Same sign. Okay. Next item under new business is a budget amendment number 2 for fiscal year 24. We're now in the public hearing portion of our meeting. Does anyone have a comment that they would like to make from the public?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you, Lana. Thank you, Fran. And that's a roll vote. Roll vote.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Youngquist?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Okay. In front of you, you have the budget amendment number 2. Does anyone have any questions? Comments? Okay. I will entertain any motions.
Motion to approve the resolution approving the budget amendment number 2 for fiscal year 2024.
Thank you, Lila. Thanks, Fran. And Amanda, would you call that roll?
Yes. Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yep.
Steigers?
Yes. Need to vote?
No.
Oh, no, you don't.
We got to take
that. Oh, sorry.
We're all learning a little bit.
Right? All right, Ringo?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to number 3, discussion and consideration to approve an agreement for covenants and descriptions for the downtown housing development program. We have a memo from Deanna about this. Does anyone have any other questions?
What's changed?
It's just an update on the covenants and restrictions. Again, this is that downtown housing grant that was put together with ARPA funds, and I think they kicked it out way before they had all this stuff in place, and now it's like they're bringing all this stuff in after the fact, because this grant's been going on for almost 3 years already.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you can't have it, use it for short-term rent. It has to be 6 months or...
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So they don't have to physically go in and do anything. It's just...
It's, they have to follow all the building codes and allow inspections, but they... 100%. But one of the things that was, you can't use it for short-term rentals. You can only use it for... They want to use it for permanent housing. You know.
And they've been notified of it.
Yeah,
they'll have to sign off on that. Note about them, you know.
But they will.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Looks as though the first.
Yeah. I don't know that that's not going to be anything different.
I would agree with them. They are the ones receiving the grant to be doing it. I don't think.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't get the money if they didn't agree to it. And that's the federal rule, so.
It's agreed, but then again, too, if it's a change that they weren't expecting, you know.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I doubt it changes things for them, but I assume we need to.
Yeah,
this has been happening throughout this whole grant cycle. Things have been coming in after the fact, after projects have been awarded and all that, and then it's been changing some of the requirements. And I know there was a lot of people that got the grant that were not happy with some of the changes that were coming in after the fact.
Yeah,
so
not necessarily fair.
We will be sure to notify them.
Yeah, well,
yeah, once you guys sign it, I'll we'll get them a copy.
I make a motion to approve the agreement for the covenants and restrictions as so noted.
Thanks, Pat. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Fran. And all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those same time. And next is the third reading of an ordinance amending the municipal code, Chapter 21 fireworks. Well, third reading, so we've been through this. Anybody have any other comments, questions, et cetera?
I'm making a motion that we approve the third reading on the ordinance amending the municipal code.
Pat?
Second.
Ivan? And Amanda, would you call that roll?
Yes. Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yeah.
Ringo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number five, discussion and consideration for the second reading of an ordinance. This is basically for the TIF, MSJ TIF agreement for new urban renewal area. Questions?
Make a motion for the second reading ordinance.
Mr. Brandon?
Second.
Well, I'll give it to Ivan that time. All right. Motion given second. And Amanda, would you call the roll?
Yeah. Ringo?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Number six, discussion and consideration of fourth reading of an ordinance amending Chapter 92, water rates, and Chapter 99, sewer usage, and Chapter 106, collection of solid waste.
Make a motion to approve the first reading of the ordinance amending Chapter 92, water rates, and Chapter 99, sewer usage charge, and Chapter 106, collection of soil and water.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Second.
Thank you, Ivan. All those, whoops, please call the roll.
Steigers?
Yeah.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Moore?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
And please, number seven, discussion and consideration of a resolution rejecting this for a traffic signal project. Got a memo with us. And, it is very high. So,
motion to approve the resolution rejecting the bids for the traffic signal project.
Second.
Thank
you. Question. This is why our delay our 12th Avenue project. Huh?
Yeah,
I think quite so. A bit.
It depends on what you guys decide to do with rebidding, which Leland will be at the next meeting, and he will. There's like three different options. We can either rebid it as it was bid the first time and extend the date they think that that might have affected the pricing because there's a liquidated damages if it was not received by a certain date. And so I think the contractor that bid added that into his bid. So that might have weighed into why it was more. Or we bid the painting and the traffic signal as one project, pull the painting, I mean, the paving out separate and use SDBG funds, or we do those two separate and we are as one project, and then we do the paving with just local funds. So there's a lot of moving parts with the whole thing, because depending on how we rebid it, it affects the funding that we were going to be getting from the DOT. So like I said, Leland's putting that all together in presentation to you guys. So you guys will have all that information and get to make an informed decision on how you want to move forward.
And you'll be at our next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm fine with that. Question resolved.
All right. So we have a motion and a second to reject this bid. So Amanda, would you call the roll?
Morgan?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yeah.
Ernest?
Yeah.
And next, number eight, discussion and consideration of a resolution directing the city clerk to give notice that the city council plans to appoint to fill in the at-large council vacancy. So as you know, we have a choice of whether to have a special election or
Council
of Hands.
I don't
know. Did we
find out? Yeah, we did. Yes. So, yes, I talked to Dan today before he's out for a week, and he said that if we did have to do a special election, the best date to do it would be July 2nd, because the voting at the county fair cannot happen the rest of July with the fair going on before and after with the tear down, cleanup. You know, people bringing their animals and camping and everything in. They don't want anybody there. So that would be our date, was July 2nd. Other than that, we are looking at August 6th.
Did he give you an amount? Or did we get the bill for the last?
He gave me, he projected at about 1,100.
1,100?
That would be assuming if we did the second, and it would probably be at the same time as Brighton's second special election as well.
So what would be wrong with appointing somebody right now? Can we have a full council? We already go into the summer. We're doing a lot of things this summer. And I think we need a full council.
We would take applications for people who were interested. So
you ever done that in the past?
I have appointed.
Right, this is like 2019 and 2021 or something. Did you have an application procedure? You need to find out who might be interested. Yeah, okay. I mean sometimes usually the application, so you knew who was interested. Right, and something about them. Yeah, I did. Somebody reached out today that's interested, and I think I visited with texted with some of you, and you said that you knew of someone that might be interested. Realizing that the citizens can request an election if they're not happy with the ranking procedure. I'm not saying that will happen, but that,
that's always an option. That they're, you know, sometimes.
But I think we should find out who is interested.
It seems like every lot of questions come from the city. It's costing our taxpayers.
And just asking, I mean, if we have people come forward that want to, I mean, we can have a fly, we can look at things, obviously.
Sure. Okay.
How long is that process? 2 weeks? 2 weeks?
Well, I think we were, didn't we have...
Okay, so, so I have a notice to the paper that will be published on Thursday stating, you know, hey, we will take applications. I'll put them on the website tomorrow, and I'll put a notice up. They can either pick them up here at City Hall or get them from our website. And they have until May 17th at 4 o'clock to turn those in to me. So on May 17th, right? Oh, 2 o'clock. Sorry. We changed that to 2 o'clock. So then that way they can get in the packet for you guys to review for the May 21st next council meeting.
You know, the requirements the same as if we were holding election. They would, they'd fill out the application, they'd still go get signatures, or we didn't say
no. It's just
no signatures. So the other, everything else. Okay.
Basically like an employment application. Why would you be good for this position? Yeah. What's your experience, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What date does it be on?
The 17th.
17th of May?
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, that's how you...
And then we make a decision when?
On the 21st.
So we can go ahead and approve. Oh, yeah.
We approve, we'll approve the
so we could vote,
number 8.
We could both appoint and elect on this agenda. So we
do it all at one time.
So we could choose. We, if we rejected one, we could choose the other. Left our options open.
Go ahead. Probably go ahead and approve 8 and then see what we get and then
either you or you
know, so there I mean approving 8 means that we are gonna appoint somebody so then number 9 would
just the action. You could just next action.
But I guess if we don't get any by the 17th.
You could add it back to
then
the
we
that,
add
back
it back to
the
agenda.
Yes.
To say we're going to need more time to hold, and it's probably going to be in August.
And you could get citizens who would come forward and want an election.
Yeah, 100%.
We can't consider that.
You have 14 days, I think, is
from the time the appointment is made.
Okay. So. I'll make a motion that we direct the city clerk to give notice that, no. City clerk to give notice the city council plans to appoint to fill an at-large council meeting.
I'll second that.
Both of you. And Amanda, would you call that one?
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Steigers?
No.
Okay. Let's move on to number 9. To this is the resolution to hold a special election to fill a council vacancy.
Just need to kill that with no second.
Yeah, he could just bypass it. No action. He'd be taking an opposite action he took to just bypass it. You can put it back next time if you want.
Next time.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 10, discussion and consideration of approving profile for city administrator.
The requirements.
Are you talking about the schedule?
Yes.
Yeah. So the updated schedule that I sent out today should match a little bit of what you got.
It's a little different, but I'm not. I thought it was different, but I noticed that we got two sets of Zoom meetings that are missing for the candidates. It was in the memo that I did send out.
So I see on the profile, it says a lot of steps here. First, looking at the funding side.
Okay, we just make sure we get the right schedule.
I think this timetable just doesn't have everything that was on the other one.
Yeah, this is just what the candidates would be a part of, the rest of it.
It's a percentage of the candidates, right?
And it definitely reflects the same schedule with the July dates and August stuff.
Okay. So basically, we're giving the okay for.
Allow her to start advertising the position.
So, what so the profile? Any questions, comments, suggestions?
I have a question. It's not really an issue, it's a question.
Okay. This will go out last month.
Yep.
I make a motion to approve the profile of the city administrator. Yep.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Fran. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Okay. Number 11, discussion and consideration of a motion to finalize date of employment of city administrator and discussion of interim duty and compensation with finance board. Okay. Let's take the first half of that. Final date for the administrator. Right now, we're paying Deanna up through May 24th. There are some additional things that we have been working on, such as exit evaluation and interview. Deanna's going to work on evaluating the department heads. We need to get that done by the June meeting so that we can approve. Kelsey, help me. The salary resolution to approve salary increases that we've already voted on in the budget.
Right.
So it's not fair to ask Kelsey to do that. We won't have a new interim and to do that in time. So that's something that she has agreed to work on. Kelsey is going to follow up with evaluations for the other employees. Kelsey and I visited with Deanna. She is completing tasks and projects and getting information to us so we know who to contact if we have a question or who locally is in charge or has knowledge of that project. And Deanna's time sooner than the 24th, that's just a longer time for Kelsey to have to shoulder all of that responsibility. So I'm concerned about that. Now, I know some of you might have other thoughts. I would be happy to hear them.
Well, how long will it take to do the evaluation by the department heads? There's no limit.
I don't know. I mean, it depends. I mean, I have, 10 of them, so.
They need time to schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I have time. I have to do them and then schedule times to meet with all the department heads. And
Maybe you started to say something.
Well, I think this is a good time to bring up for next year that these raises have already been approved. They aren't based on the evaluation at all, as I understand it. So this is a good time to bring up next year. I've never worked anywhere that wasn't incentive-based. You have a set amount for cost of living, And then anything over and above that cost of living that is set is set as incentive base, based on performance, based on, and so I think next year we absolutely need to look at that.
But that would also involve an evaluation.
That absolutely involves
evaluation.
We need to determine. Yeah, but this year evaluations, the raises are not based on their evaluations. We've already voted. They're not incentive based.
Do they need to be evaluated since we already voted and approved?
What that I don't know, but I wanted to bring up the fact that these are not that we have already voted on. Their expectations are, as I understand, that they're going to get the full amount that we voted on. It is not their raises are not based this year on evaluations. Am I correct?
Right, but they never. I mean, before this, they have never been based on but evaluations are a very good thing. You know, it's the time that you sit down and you go over positive, negatives, whatever areas of improvement, areas that an employee excels in. You know, it's just a time to sit down and have a conversation with your employees.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to add or comments? Okay. So this is,
I guess the word I should have used, merit-based.
Well, that would be something, you know, for the future, perhaps. And do we want to change the date of May 24th to something else? And so does anybody have another suggestion?
All right, are you okay if we do it sooner?
I don't care. I will make whatever work.
Louder, please.
I don't care. I'll make whatever work. But Deanna and I have talked. There's updated stuff that she's writing down for us and some filing she needs to do as well.
But last time we also had city clerk who had been here longer, Amanda's just learning the ropes. So Kelsey will essentially be, she'll be the one.
Well, Amanda's indicated that she will accept jobs, though, that aren't delegated to her, so. Yeah.
There might be some things, but, so, but.
And I mean, as far as my official last day, it makes no difference to me, it really doesn't. If I get the evaluations done and I get everything where I feel comfortable leaving, I'll be done sooner. It makes no difference to me at all. Okay.
Question, yeah. Maybe. Thinking maybe from my own experience. Not saying it's maybe necessarily wrong for Deanna to do the evaluations, but is there any plans of maybe you or anyone else sitting in with her, just from the standpoint of Deanna is leaving, and that way it's a dual. I mean, I've been there before from a professional standpoint where we've had managers leaving around a time of review time. Just from an employee standpoint, that it didn't feel, it wasn't contentious that I was being evaluated by someone who's now out the door, right?
We actually, Kelsey and I, when we were talking about that, we actually talked about that. Well, when we were in our meeting today, I could definitely see how that could be.
Yeah.
A manager could either give someone a really good review or a really poor review.
Yep.
I would hope I wouldn't do that. But
I'd be open to that.
Probably someone else sitting in.
Yeah, because if there's problems, we should know. Somebody should know about.
Well, if they're going forward. A written document of some kind.
Yeah, it'll be
all right. Yeah. I mean, just going forward, it'd be good for other people to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do we want to make a motion to finalize the date, or just let things
go and we'll, I don't know.
Look, I think we know we're going to be at an interim status based on what we're seeing here from Thea management and knowing when a final date is. I'm going to lean a little bit out, you know, not having the experience of sitting here and knowing all the day-to-day activities. We know that Kelsey, some of these things, and Amanda, there's going to be things that are going to shift. So we need to also understand your comfort level too, right? We can sit here and say, it starts tomorrow, but that, you know, either way, I guess it's clear it's coming, right? I mean, you've known this, so we're not asking for you necessarily to say it's tomorrow, but do you feel that it needs to go till the 24th or 25th, or that it's, hey, if Deanna's got things wrapped up here in a week, 10 days, look, it is what it is.
Things are wrapped up, then I'm fine.
Okay.
So maybe we can't put a date on it. Okay. I mean, I can just keep council updated on where I feel we are, and you know, is it?
Unless somebody says something different, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I want all parties to be comfortable here.
As long as we're kept, you know, in the loop as how things are going, that'd be fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll just kind of let that lay there. And the second part of that was discussion of interim duties and compensation of the finance director. And there was a sheet here somewhere. Sorry, seem to have lost it in my pile here. Thank you. The first page is from the policy book.
Yes.
So the first two are based on the current salary for the administrator. The last one is based on the low end of the proposed salary. Okay.
Situation is different now than it was then also.
It is.
I know you're willing to do what, you're a trooper, you're willing to do what needs to be done, and I appreciate that. Lord, I don't want you to burn yourself out either.
When I take a vacation in July, you guys will be excited to see me go and welcome me back.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. So, what are your thoughts? Go with.
I make motion we approve the pay agreement, the finance director, for their internship as administrator.
Are these
the June and July? The top
June and July.
The top two.
So, okay. And so then, what about August? What are we?
It was in August when it was
31st was the date in the profile that. Start date.
We can address any additional months based on our search.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I would look at it.
Okay.
I'll second Fran's motion.
Okay. We've got a motion and a second for the
payment, interim duties and compensation of the finance director. And this is a motion, so all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Number 12, discussion and consideration of a resolution naming city personnel authorized to access financial accounts and conduct banking activities on behalf of the city.
I just want to say, just because we have to get this on the record, these two things were added late, but they're non-controversial items, and they are made, we don't want to wait until the next meeting in case somebody's gone. So these are being added. That's be said in the minutes why they were added, and that's why I'm putting that in the minutes right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yep.
So this would take off Deanna and add you and me. Okay.
Make a motion to approve the resolution naming city personnel authorized to access financial accounts and conduct banking activities on behalf of the city of Washington, mm-hmm. Iowa.
Just to be clear, who is this city person office? Is you? Who is it?
We don't have a copy of the resolution.
Oh, you don't have a copy?
Oh, yeah, it should be underneath your...
Do I miss it?
Okay.
So we kind of did this as a joint...
Sorry.
That's it. Okay. Sorry, I got it.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
We're adding Millie as mayor and Isla as mayor pro tem.
Gotcha.
And then we're moving to we kind of just did it all as a combined one, so we don't have to do it again.
Okay,
so we have a motion. Did we have a second to this?
I'll second it.
Okay.
No, we got one.
Yeah. And this is...
A resolution.
So, please call the roll.
Sagers?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
All right. Number 13, discussion and consideration of a resolution approving a mayor pro tem appointment for the city of Washington. And I am nominating Isla to act as mayor pro tem in my absence. She has lots of experience, plus with being the clerk, lots of experience. So. And it's a resolution, so...
Is Isla okay with this?
Yeah.
Good to ask.
Oh, yeah. That's a good policy. So, is that a motion?
I make a motion.
Second.
Okay, Pat. Fran, all right. Please call the roll.
Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
Abstain.
Oh, that's good. Never mind, sorry. Moore?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Sagers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
I don't know.
No.
Sorry. I know, I got to get used to that too. Only for a year as mayor pro tem. It's a little hard to change, but okay. All right, very good. Well, we got through all that. Thank you, everybody. Let's do once around. And, Chief, let's start with you.
Okay, not a whole lot here. Officer Burkhardt's wrapping up his field training. Full staff for a few months here. And lastly, our new patrol unit was put into service last weekend, so we've got a full company of patrol cars and moving forward in July with the replacements that are planned for.
Just a reminder that May 30th at 4 p.m. will be the organizational effectiveness session. I did just hear back from the consultant that department heads will also be involved in that. That's good. The conflict that the library is rescheduling their opening for. And then just one other thing, you'll see a resolution corresponding to what you just approved for the interim at the next meeting on the 21st. Officially putting everything up.
Will that meeting on the 30th be like in the fire training room or something?
Good question. Probably. That'd
okay.
be a good place.
All right. I'm sure we'll find it. Okay. Thank you. Kevin.
A couple of updates. Last week we had three different cases in front of the magistrate for some nuisances, some other stuff. Also, I just wanted to give everybody a heads up that maybe you've heard this before, the dog appeal we had in front of you guys about a month or so ago. She did file an appeal with the district court, so that's going on.
Okay. Alright. Let's just
Go on down the line. The line of the brand.
Yeah. Okay.
I got something. I was walking with my family, walking our dog. East Main, I forgot the 1015, I can't remember the house address. This house, I walk through the alley and there's multiple dogs in there, just tied up, kenneled up. And I just think they've been mistreated. On the way back, I walked on Main Street on the sidewalk and one of the dogs and another dog attacked me and my family. They took a bite, didn't get me, but he took a snip at my leg and I tried to shoo him off. I did call the police, I mean, they showed up and I don't think the homeowners were being very responsive at that time. But neighbors down the road said that it's been an issue with their pit bulls just getting loose, getting out. A week and a half ago, neighbors across the street said a dog attacked another person. Walking a dog. I just think we need to do something. I don't know, from a city standpoint, what we can do. But these dogs are being mistreated. They're being bred. I saw one of the moms, one of the homeowners outside. She just looks miserable. Your teeth hanging down the girl's skin. So I don't know if we can do anything or it's, and the way they have them in their garage, it's just a matter of time before one of them real big dogs gets loose and does damage to one of the kids or somebody.
Is there regulations on how many dogs, cats somebody can have? And by the way, how do you know? And so there's no regulation on that. How do you make that determination of it's a breeding, kennel?
There are some regulations about how they have to be, how much room they have to have, all stuff like that.
At least 100 square feet.
Yeah, so we'd have to check that out and see what they're...
That's been modified to meet that 100. We dealt with that property last June. We removed...
Oh, that is
four or five.
Okay, that was
four
that.
Or five dogs.
Okay,
six. Yeah. Last June,
six,
and there were six.
Six.
Okay, and there were changes made to the kennel situation, but other than that, that's U.S. Department of Agriculture would be as far as breeding and things like that. That would be fall into their realm.
What was the address of
that?
East Main or something?
It's on East Main.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
It's the one next to American. Okay. One to the.
It's 1021, and there's a pending case involving an animal at that address. So I really don't want to get into it a whole lot in open meeting.
Sure. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, it's just concerning to me, and
sure.
I'll be honest, if that dog would have grabbed one of my kids up, I would have pulled out my firearm. But, I hate to discharge a firearm in the city limits, but if it comes to my kid or one of my family members and the dogs, I just want to point that out there.
I have dealt with a couple nuisance concerns today. The one you mentioned on West Main, some grass up North Marion. I took photos and sent them on to Anna and Jeff. I took part in a bollard discussion about downtown, possibly putting those bollards in. And
where would that be?
Cafe Dodici and Dodici Shop are looking that they've been hit.
Twice.
And
well,
then,
actually three times, because they,
then,
the back.
Just like, I don't know, a few days after this meeting, somebody hit the back of their restaurant.
They want to put them in? Or did they
And they will be bringing a proposal to council at some later date. I don't know when.
Okay.
But yes, that is maybe possibly happening. I also, Amanda and Isabella and Sam Meyer of applied for the cultural and entertainment district for Washington. If designated, then that would be a big boost for tourism and some of the other things and, that are going on. So it's been a busy week. Pass it on down to Ida.
Pretty good day at the craft fair on Saturday. Pretty good crowd. Several crafters didn't come because I think they were worried about the weather, but it was nice. Several complaints. Well, one serious complaint about the girl who stepped in dog poop in the park. She was really upset, which I understand. And there were some dogs there, and people are always very careful about picking up after their dogs, as we know. Several concerns about the grass, and I know, according to the nuisance, Anna's trying to keep up, but there's just a lot of ugly looking grass out there.
It's grass.
So otherwise, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I know this is in our mailbox, but I was going anyways, the FFA banquet last night, so I was in attendance. I was shocked. I was getting ready to bid on baked goods afterwards, but clearly I didn't. There's some rhubarb crisps that went for $250.
Oh my God.
But great for them, right? Uh-huh. I mean, I think I'll bet you they raised $1,200-$1,300 last night just on five or six desserts. So kudos to the parents and those and the kids that are involved in that. So hopefully, I know I've spoken to some of the FFA students, and I know in conjunction with them. What they're doing with us on the open lots, and I've told them before, like, you need to get some FFA signs up to promote what you're doing out here.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you. I was thinking of going to that. I'm glad you did.
You would have shared the rhubarb with us.
Yeah, $250 rhubarb crisp. You all got a little chunk.
All right. Fran, what have you got to close us out with?
Well, I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm going to. Dean's, Ms. Rangel brought it up with our dogs. My daughter lives in Oskaloosa, and her dog got attacked by a German Shepherd. Her dog's a little winter dog, and he took about a 2-inch piece of his hide out. And within probably 10 minutes, there was 5 squad cars and an animal control officer and a vet. This is the 4th person. He also bit my daughter, by the way. This is the 4th person that this dog has attacked in probably 6 months. And the animal control officer, as soon as he knew where he was going, he knew what he was going to have to do when he got there. And he just looked at the person who owned the dog and said, you may not own the dog, but you own the house it's staying in, because it's a boyfriend girlfriend thing. He said, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm taking this dog with me, and you're never going to see it again. Because I'm tired of coming here, because sooner or later, it's going to attack a child. Once they bite, they're going to bite. I don't care who it is. I don't care what breed it is. The dog that you're talking about needs to be put down. Because you're right. If anything's going to happen quick, you're going to have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
We need to make this town safe for everybody, including the animals. But if you got someone out there that's breeding them to be vicious, or not taking care of them, keeping them contained where they're supposed to be, they have no right to be in this town. We built this town for people. Animals come second.
Okay. On that positive note.
Well, that was just a good note. college baseball season is officially over. Thank goodness.
All right.
Now I start the travel team and high school stuff. I have 57 baseball days.
All right.
We'll be busy. And on that happy note, I'd like to make a motion.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.